Well, another bright and wonderful day in the sunny UK. Well, I am joking, of course. Well, we're expecting a gale later on. It's Hurricane Agnes, apparently, the tail end of all the nonsense that's happening in the US, and it's going to hit the UK this afternoon. So we're going to have winds of about 75 miles an hour, some damage, and a lot of rainfall. But that's normal for the UK. We usually get four seasons in one day. So why am I worried about it? Well, to be truthful, I'm not. But what I am worried about is that I now understand that the cost of gas and electricity is going down slightly at the end of the month. And we've had our guru, Martin Lewis, on the television telling us we must make our meter readings this week. That is before the end of September and get them into our power company. So I've been doing this quite a while and it does work. What you do, you quite simply take a photograph of your meter, of the electricity meter and the gas meter, and send the pictures in just to make sure. I've got a Dymo label on it which actually gives the account number and the address of the meters. They can't say they haven't got all the information, so two very clear pictures go in. And I've got an email address for my particular provider, which seems to work very well. And all this happened because our previous energy supply went bust and we were transferred to another huge company. And they came back and said that we owed them something like £700. And I said, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's no way, because we're quite good at that. So we had a good old fight with them. They wouldn't believe the meter readings I was sending, because they're saying, well, no, because the meter readings we got from your old company are higher than the meter readings here. And I said, well, hang on. I'm looking at the meters now and I'm reading them. So that is when I started sending in photographs of the meter readings. And after a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, yes, they came back and we got the alleged debt, because there was no debt at all, cancelled. And they found that, would you believe, that they owed us £90. So we were in credit all the time. Just simply the outgoing company hadn't really done the meter readings and they'd just given us an estimated bill. So all that is going on. I'm reminded, I say, by Martin Lewis to do it again. And really, I'm knocking on a bit. It's getting a bit difficult to read the gas meter because it's actually buried in the front garden in a little well right up next to the wall. And what I have to do is to use a Kindle with the camera reversed. In other words, I put the Kindle down in front of the meter, which is below ground, you understand. So the screen is actually facing the glass of the gas meter. So I can then see whether it's in frame by looking down at it and then just push the button. So if you imagine the Kindle is upside down, with the screen part facing the meter, not away from the meter. So you're not using the camera on the back of the Kindle, but the one on the front. And turning it upside down means that I can actually get the Kindle in far enough to take the picture. So take that picture, and then the electricity meter is a lot easier. But again, I've got a Dymo strip on it with the account number and everything. So when I take the picture, all the information is physically on the photograph. But just to make sure, I then repeat that information in a text in the email with the two photo attachments. Because, quite frankly, some of the people that read these emails aren't the full shilling. And I've actually had a number of people coming back say, oh no, we can't accept this. Well, I know they can accept it. Because I had a real go at the chairman of this company and all their PR people. always find that if you send a letter in the mail addressed to the CEO, the chief executive, find out his name, find out his address, and send it in. That gets things done because it's a legal document. It goes in, and you'll be surprised at the reaction you get. People then start to take notice. In fact, the email address I have for this particular company is a special one for people like me, you know, awkward devils like me. So it's worked so far, so I should be doing it again this week. Thank you, Martin Lewis, for reminding me. I should do it every month. I must mean I've been a bit lazy over the summer, so it's time I did it again, especially as this drop in the prices means that I don't want to be overcharged by the energy company when the price goes down. So there we are. That's my good deed for the day done. I'll probably chat to you a little later, but have a brilliant day. And if you're in most of the, well, northern parts of the UK, pin everything down because we're going to have a good old hoolie of a gale later on. It's later on tonight, apparently. So they're saying it's about 80, 90 miles an hour, possibly. So that should be quite interesting. What a wonderful world we live in. Anyway, bye for now.
The Retro Roadshow.